We're joined now by David A.R. White, a celebrated actor who will be in Baton Rouge this Thursday, courtesy of the Salvation Army, an event going on at LaBerge, the Shield of Hope Gala at the Event Center. And David A.R. White, is the producer of the immensely popular God's Not Dead movie series, which was filmed, one of them was filmed in Baton Rouge. He's an actor and author and founding partner of Pure Flicks Entertainment. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, and you have a reputation as quite an inspiring speaker, and I'm sure that's why the Salvation Army has invited you here. You, of course, are in a very secular world, but you have done some work that has been appreciated by many in the secular world and, of course, in the religious community. You're okay with that, aren't you?
I am okay with that. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I was 19 years old and didn't know anybody, but I'm from a little town outside of Dodge City, Kansas. And I had this dream inside of my heart that wanted to go into the entertainment industry. And as I progressed through that, I ended up on a hit show called Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds right when I landed here. But I also had a heart for the faith-based world and Christian faith-based films. And there really weren't any around. And so just pushed into that more and more. And I'm thankful today that we have a company called Pure Flicks, and we produce and distribute more of these than anybody else in the world. So I'm just thankful to be used in that way.
Well, there was God's Not Dead, then God's Not Dead 2, and then God's Not Dead 3 times. Are you amazed at the success?
Yeah, of course. You know, that's just one of our franchises that we do. Last year, Pure Flicks released about 7 theatrical films. I've always been amazed. You know, when God's Not Dead, the first one came out, I think it was the little engine that no one ever expected that it was made for $1.2 million. And no one ever expected that the studios had all turned it down. Even the Christian, a lot of the distributors had turned it down. We needed to try to raise that money was a big raise for us. We had been just doing DVD distribution up to that point. And so, I believe, and this is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about when I'm out there, is that when God puts those dreams and desires in your heart, you figure out a way that if they're truly from Him, and then go forward and pursue those, and you never know what'll happen. And in turn, obviously, when God's Not Dead came out, that opened so many doors for us, and all of a sudden, our little company became on the map to all the Hollywood distributors, and they all had these questions like, who is Pure Flicks and what is this God's Not Dead?
All right. Well, you and your wife, Andrea, live in Los Angeles. I think you have 3 children. As stated, you're in a very secular city, but you have deep faith. Is that inconsistent in Hollywood?
I actually think there's more people of faith out here than a lot of people give credit to. I was raised as a Mennonite, and I think there's this joke, the Mennonites make the Mormons look like a pack of Hell's Angels. I had only seen one movie at the theater the first 18 years of my life, and so, my parents certainly did not want me to come to Hollywood, and when I had told them about that dream, I think they were quite horrified, but what I found is that there's more people of faith out here, they're just kind of underground, they just kind of put their head down a lot of times and they go forward and they do their jobs with excellence and it becomes more of a relationship of gospel for, how they speak out with it, as opposed to, obviously with us, we're a Christian faith-based company. And so it's easier for us to proclaim what we believe and people kind of just expect it. But with somebody who's, working for one of the major studios or a conglomerate, whether it's CBS, NBC, ABC, sometimes people get, our country is in such a a difficult place right now that a lot of times people don't know whether they're just going to lose their job if they speak out. And so, you know, it creates this kind of this mm-hmm. uneasiness and trying to figure out, you know, what can you say and what can you not say today?
What do you make of our president?
I think our president has done a lot of great things. You know, I mean, when you just look at the unemployment rates lower, all the different things that he's specifically done in that way, the jobs, all the different, you know, the addition of jobs,
how about the way he's conducted himself? Has that been an honorable?
Well, you know, I think I more like the way that our Vice President Pence has conducted himself. You know, he's more of a straight shooter and doesn't take the Twitter in the middle of the night. But, you know, I think when Donald Trump was elected, people knew, I mean, certainly knew what they were getting when they elected him. And you know, he's always been a very outgoing, loud, colorful figure from the time all the way back in Celebrity Apprentice. And so, you know, I actually was a Donald Trump fan back in Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, I enjoyed always, you know, watching those shows. And he certainly is a very broad, colorful character. But at the same token, obviously, you know, it brings, I don't think you can blame the divisiveness on our country on our president.
All right.
I think it goes, you know, much broader than that.
Our listener asks about the genesis of your latest work, Hitting the Brakes. This is a show that has received some acclaim. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Hitting the Brakes is, you know, it's interesting because I went on a show called Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds when I first got to Los Angeles, and I was on that show for about 3.5 years. And I don't know if anybody remembers it, but it was a top 10 CBS show
with,
at the time.
His former wife. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and everybody on there had either won Oscar, Emmys, or Tonys, it seemed like, you know, these massive celebrities and stars that he had worked with over the years. And so I ended up getting fired off that show, ironically, by Burt himself. And I tell more about this story, you know,
why did he fire you, David? We're short on time. I don't want to bury the lead. What'd you do? What'd you do to tick off Burt?
What did I do? Well, I'll tell you that later, but the irony is in Hitting the Brakes, the best part about it was, I got to hire somebody to play my father who had struggled with alcohol and, you know, a womanizer and a gambler. And I thought, who better to do that than Burt Reynolds? And I got to work with Burt Reynolds about a year and a half ago and fly out there and see Burt Reynolds after 20 years. And it was an amazing experience. And I think that God has those plans in our lives, that he brings the things full, you know, all the way around. And it doesn't matter, you know, in the process, things don't always seem to go the way where it seems dark.
We've got to roll, but it's the Shield of Hope event this Thursday at LaBerge. Thank you, and stay tuned.